Our first reading, which comes from the book of Numbers, begins with this. The Lord said to Moses, "Send men to reconnoiter the land of Canaan, which I am giving the children of Israel." I'm giving them this promised land. Dear people, they've been wandering in the desert only 1 year, and God is ready to give them the promised land. But they can't receive it. They don't have enough trust to receive what God's giving because they follow fear. The Lord's giving the promised land to them, and they can't receive what He's giving because their heart follows fear. The heart can't receive what God gives if it doesn't trust Him. And so they're worried about these giants, these Anakim and Amalekites, who scare them, and defeating these peoples beyond us. And so what do they have to do? They have to wander for 40 years in the desert, never entering into the gift God is giving them. It should make us stand with profound, just begging for trust. They're the same as Peter. He sees the storm and he sinks. He can't receive the grace Jesus is giving him. Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross is who we celebrate today, everyone. She was known as Edith Stein. She was born a Jew at the age of 14, chose to be an atheist, became then later on a Catholic, and finally a Carmelite nun, and in 1942 was put to death in the gas chambers in Auschwitz. In the Magnificat, for those of you who have the Magnificat, there's a beautiful quote from her there, and it says this: "Every time I feel my powerlessness and inability, every time I feel my powerlessness and inability," which is what the people of Israel were feeling, "I become more keenly aware of the necessity for my own Holocaust, for my own surrender of my will." Most of us, when we experience our powerlessness to make this person at the stop sign go as fast as we want them to go, we're not keenly aware of our need to surrender our will, but to exert it. This is salvation. Being a place of powerlessness and inability and surrendering the will. The exercise of trust is what enables me to enter into the gift God wishes to give today. May we do that. Christ, we want the trust of this Samaritan woman, so it may be done according to our faith.